Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast.
Oh, and welcome to Stopcast, episode number 312.
It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2017.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
Hey.
And not the Pac-Man, because he's off tonight. Somewhere.
He is doing something.
Yeah. So
somewhere.
He should be back next week, though, hopefully.
Yeah. We hope.
Yeah. As you might have suspected, we're doing the show on Tuesday instead of Sunday, just due to some real-life schedule changes, and it just kind of worked out better that way. So from now until the foreseeable future, expect us to be live on Tuesday nights instead.
Let's talk about what we did last week.
What
did you do this week?
So I hear you were having problems with thaw last week at work.
Yeah, still like wreaking havoc around here. There's zero frost in the forest right now.
Okay.
And it's making operations very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, there's reports of a couple of logging crews around here who've been shut down and not allowed to operate anymore due to the wet and unwinter-like conditions in which we're forced to try to operate in.
Yeah.
So, costing everybody a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can't log, you're not going to pay your bills.
Right.
However, unlike other industries, logging is technically considered an agricultural activity.
Okay. Since
we're harvesting a sort of crop.
Yeah.
We don't actually receive government aid, unlike a lot of farms, if we have a bad crop season.
Okay.
So, like, if a farmer's crops get flooded out and they're not allowed to harvest it, there are some government programs that will help them recuperate their loss.
Right.
We do not qualify for those subsidies.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So, if we're fucked, we're just fucked.
Right.
So, really excited. It's been a great winter. It's been a great winter. Other than some nonsense at work, like just the crazy weather, been working my fucking butt off trying to keep all of the equipment running. It's been a full-time job.
Yeah.
Just every day. I've welded something the last 5 days in a row. I've welded something.
Huh.
And I don't even plan on bringing gas for my welder because it's a gas-powered machine for the welder, but I just have a can of gas with me every day. I just make sure I always have them because you never know when you want to light the shit on fire and say fuck it. So I mean, on top of that, a few hoses here and there, which has been good, general wear and tear. We had a U-joint break on one of our machines and ruin a bunch of stuff behind the broken U-joint.
Oh yeah,
that was down for a day. Just, you know, as soon as I get one thing together, another one just takes a shit. So, and it's, I'd be more upset if it was actual like, abuse on my operators, you know, just abusing stuff. But so far it's just really bad luck.
Huh.
And, you know, maybe
bad
I don't,
RNG.
I don't even know if I can call it bad luck. I think a lot of it has to do with poorly made parts.
Oh yeah.
they're just not made to quality standards like they used to be for a lot of the simple stuff that you would assume would be well put together, like pins and bushings and stuff. They're not made from a good enough material, so they just don't have any longevity anymore.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I'm probably speaking nonsense.
The old don't make them like they used to, huh?
Yeah, kind of, but... welcome. This is my life. You know, I don't talk too much about it. Everybody knows I log, but I really don't talk too much about it. But,
yeah.
It's been a rough couple of weeks. Just trying to keep everything going, man, and make some money for the company and
yeah.
that I am someday would like to take over. Other than that, we did okay on raiding. Do you want to talk about that now or after you talk about your week?
No, we can talk about that now. Yeah, let's talk raiding.
Okay. All right, so Nighthold came out.
Yep.
That happened. I should probably open myself up a fucking internet page so I can find out what bosses we killed. Yeah. it was good.
Yeah, it was.
What did we get up to? We got four down? Five. Four.
Five. Well, the first night we got three down, right? Was it three or four?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
I'm hoping to find that out in just a moment when I get to this stupid page. How did we get up to High Botanist Talarn? But we had gotten through... let me go back to see.
Yeah, because we got three the first night. And then we got stuck on that...
Four.
Did we get four?
No, three.
Three, yeah. Three the first night. Yeah. We got stuck on what's her name?
Spellblade.
Yep.
L'Oreal.
Yeah, L'Oreal. Got stuck on her due to mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And just not having a lot of time. Because it was, you know, we only had, what, 45 minutes left of the night when we got on her.
Right.
And got, you know, a couple pulls on her and got a look at it and then kind of had to regroup. Whoa, somebody scored.
There's his yelling at the TV, yeah.
And... then came back in Thursday, got her down after a couple pulls.
Yep.
Which was nice because the first night we weren't really making a lot of progress.
we were just
getting frustrated as all hell with all that damage that was going out and everything.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, where the hell is all this coming from? We're out of mana after she's still at
after
80%.
After the first
80%.
Phase, yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Get through the frost phase, and then we're like, oh, we're all out of mana. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah. But then we kind of worked it out and figured out where the damage was and kind of got things a little bit more dialed in. And Thursday night, we got good progress on her. And after a couple of pulls, we got her down to, like, what, like 6% or something like that? So it's like, yeah, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Got her down. And then we did Croesus. That was an interesting fight. Kind of reminded me of that the one dude in Alduar comes up in the bridge.
That was kind of fun. You'd have to DPS his arm off.
Yeah. That was kind of a fun fight. We did that one. We got that down. That only took, what, 3-4 pulls maybe?
Yeah, it's not a hard fight.
No, pretty easy mechanics.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, and then we spent the rest of the night on the botanist.
Right, so we got Scorpion Ron.
Yeah.
Scorpion Ron, Croesus, Chronomatic Anomaly, Trilliax, and Spellblade L'Oreal. And then we worked on, like you said, High Botanist Talarn.
Yeah.
The botanist fight is fun. I think we'll be able to hammer that one down this week, pretty sure.
Yeah.
We just didn't get a lot of time on it. I think we got about a half an hour.
Right.
And a lot of that was just kind of talking through some stuff. Yeah,
good to see the mechanics, see what they do, see where everybody should stand.
So, yeah. What else did you do besides raid?
Let's see. I'm kind of starting to transition into my new job, so that's been busy at work. What else? Had class tonight for my class thing that I'm doing. That was good. Been playing a lot of Battlefield.
Which is good.
Which is good. It's a fun game. I'm starting to get higher ranks on my different classes and unlocking more weapons and stuff like that, so I'm able to compete a little bit more with some of the grinders, the people that are already way up in levels. Let's see. That's about it. Tonight I'll unlock, like I said, pre-show, I'll unlock for my second legendary. I was a little behind on that because I didn't have two legendaries, so I kind of put it off and farmed up some resources last week and got that going. So by next raid, I'll be double the legendary, which will improve my stats quite a bit and hopefully get me back into competing with you on the meters because you kind of jumped ahead of me. Don't think I didn't notice that.
Well, I keep a close eye on it too. Yeah. Even Wicked Bob was,
yeah, he's up there
was,
too.
Was poking at me because he's like, look at them fucking resto shaman numbers. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, motherfucker, let me hang on a second. Yeah. Crack my knuckles a little bit and hold my beer. Watch this shit. I played around with some talent choices too during raid just to try to see what worked better, and man, it's you can change a couple of talents and not dynamically change how Holy Paladin plays, but it situationally it can be really rewarding to change a couple of those talents.
Right.
I just don't like the extra ability crap that I have to use to be more effective, I guess. I don't know what the word is in different situations. So.
Yeah, and you know, when we were working on that spell, whatever her name is, Aloriel. When we were trying to figure out what to do there on Thursday night when we were first starting, I changed up a bunch of talents too, and that's normally not something I do. Usually keep with what I normally have because it works pretty good. But there was a couple talents that I changed to because I wasn't having to worry about doing interrupts, so I didn't have to have that talent, and I substituted that with something else, and then for Guardian Spirit, and then I changed another one that reduced my damage by 10% or whatever, but it gave up something else, and so I was just kind of playing around with different stuff, and you can see it makes a little difference on the meters, and like you said, situationally, for each fight, you can change out a talent or two of things that you probably don't think you're going to need, and maybe pick up something else, so it's kind of fun to do once in a while and not get stuck in with the blinders on, you know? Because I get to where I get stuck with being comfortable with my current spec and not changing it.
So right.
It's good to step out of that once in a while. So, what else? What else? Anything else going on?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. So that's good for that. We didn't have anything in the news, but I did want to mention some stuff, so we'll get into that.
Okay.
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So I just glanced on MMO Champion earlier when I was bored today, and there's some patch notes that came out. It looks like there are going to be some buffs on some stuff, right? Did you see any of that stuff? There's a couple class changes that'll be coming up.
God.
Do I
need to go look?
No, it wasn't much, but it looked like, let's see. There's some stuff for Feral Druids, Hunter stuff.
Are you talking about coming in 7.2?
It came out last night, like yesterday. So, or today.
Okay.
So, it's just hot fixes that were just updated. So it looks like, Hunter's damage increase, Mage's a little bit of increase here and there, Monocost reductions, Ret Paladin's got a little buff, damage increase to Blade of Justice, I don't know if they use that or not.
Oh, okay,
Crusade
now I'm
increase,
seeing that.
Yeah, just little stuff like that, Monks. Warlocks got, three different things where they got damage increase.
Destruction buffs.
Rain of Fire, 29 or 30%. Cataclysm, 29%. I don't know if they use
that. They might
stuff,
as well buff Rain of Fire like 90% because that is half the time all J.O.N. ever casts. You remember Archimonde? It's like, Jayo, yeah. And you cast Rain of Fire 72 fucking times, man.
I know. I knew
it's
that
a filler thing. Spell.
Right.
No, it's not. It's your spam spell.
Yeah. Yeah, and then another one that was kind of relevant that I noticed too was a Nighthold Hybotanist that we're working on. More time between using abilities on normal difficulty. So that was kind of interesting too.
Now it takes more time between using abilities.
Yeah. So
doesn't make any sense. You know that. Okay. One quick gripe. Okay. Yeah. So we see a change on normal difficulty.
Right.
And not heroic. So people with guilds like us.
Yeah.
Who build our routine in normal.
Yep.
Who strategize in normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, gear up a little bit and then quickly switch to heroic as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Just so that we can have a little bit more of a real challenge for our group of people. Of course, this is, I'm just, you know, going along our guidelines and how we do things.
Yeah.
I don't like to see changes that only affect one difficulty, because when you're talking about abilities that take more time, you're throwing off the whole cadence.
Yeah, the timing.
You're
is
changing
a big part
up the
it.
Pace. Yeah,
especially for the tanks too. The tanks really rely on yeah. timing.
Well, I'm hoping they don't change the tank ability stuff, but you never know.
Yeah.
Well, I think they might have just lost.
Uh oh. She breaking
I thought
shit?
I heard. No, I thought I heard her say shit really loud though. So I don't know. Anyway, this is like a show within a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just quick gripe. I hate when they do that. I mean, I was always looking positively at them changing, or not, you know, changing if it's going to be changed between mythic and heroic, not normal and heroic.
Yeah.
Because I was always kind of under the impression that that was the same.
Right.
That was the goal, was to keep those things the same. Because if you wanted easy mode,
yeah,
you did it all far.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Jesus. I kind of want to see what the hell's going on out there.
We got a lot of losses here.
I'm going to yell at these fuckers here pretty quick. Hey, will you... I don't fucking care. I'm doing a fucking podcast.
Do a fucking podcast!
Shut the door.
Take it. Fucking machine took my quarter.
You ruined everything.
Fucking amateur bullshit.
I mean,
I care that they won in a shootout, but
yeah,
I don't fucking care. I'm talking about Warcraft. Now the cat's in here. Look at this little fucker
hiding in the corner. What do I do?
She's gonna fuck something up. That's what's gonna happen. Now she's staring out the door.
Did you see the dungeon armor sets? That a little bit further down on that page for 7.2.
No. You know, I have been able to do dick all at looking at anything.
Well, here's your chance.
Here's my chance. You know, I'm looking at the plate right now and I'm going...
Yeah. Right? It's kind of plain.
It's
just kind of boring.
The JV art group.
Right.
Art crew is what's working on this year.
Right.
Good Lord, this is...
Yeah, the same with the cloth. It's just kind of... Eh.
Well, right. Okay. So they took Sargeras' face and they put it on the plate belt.
Okay.
And Tychondris' face and put it on the plate shoulders.
Oh, there it is, yep.
I don't know.
Huh.
I still don't like it.
No, it's not.
The male dungeon set's even worse. It's got, like, kind of this weird, what was his name? It was like a Titans kind of movie shit. This guy had a weird helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And had, like, fingers kind of coming down over the eyes. God damn, what was the name of the... Like, maybe Olympus has mounted somebody. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Zeus took a deuce.
Zeus took a deuce. Show title.
The cloth armor set just looks like a really odd...
It looks like a BC type set, like something kind of early development.
I don't know about the shoulder, man.
Stuff.
It's like a weird underbite.
Yeah, shoulders got weird, and then the helm, like the hood, has this weird,
yeah,
like half visor thing.
The gimp helm. Yeah. Bring out the gimp.
It's got the
arm. Pretty...
It's got the Iron Man crystal in the middle there.
Yeah. It's pretty weak.
Yeah.
No, I find them to be... Well, and then they recolor them like, here you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different colors.
Right.
Nobody cares. Good Lord.
Yeah.
These are weak.
Seen
Cathedral
better.
Of Eternal Night, though. I don't know. That's a new dungeon in 7-2.
Oh, yeah.
Cathedral of Eternal Night. Okay, so there's that. We'll get into that later.
Yeah. Yep. Lock, all right.
Okay, so, or, well, real quick.
Yeah.
All these buffs and stuff, they talk about 7-1. I don't know that I knew about that they were going to be tuning so much. You know? Like, I mean, there's a lot that changed. I mean, Frag, he's playing an Elemental Shaman. He's been bitching about it being kind of weak for quite a while. Like, just not strong, not up to par with the rest of classes. I mean, he plays well, so he's usually just, a fucker, quit it! Kick your ass, you stupid cat. Try to pull shit off the walls. That's why the cat doesn't come in here. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about now? Goddamn cat.
I don't remember. Frag. Yeah.
Oh, so his elemental shock. Jesus, man. Fuck you. You hear a meow at me?
No.
Stupid cat. Okay. Anyway. Fuck this show, man. Jesus, what was I talking about now? Elemental Shaman.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot. His rotation's all different now. He said he can throw some really good numbers. And he's seen good numbers, like top of the meters kind of shit when it's done right. So, but there's a lot of changes. I mean, they didn't say much about the balance issues for a long time. Like, the developers are pretty quiet.
Hmm.
I think. Maybe I'm wrong. But it felt like they didn't really address, like, oh yeah, we're going to change a bunch of this shit. And now it's like, boom, we've been at work, bitches.
Right.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'll make sure that I don't question your authority again.
Yeah, hey, yeah. I don't know.
I probably will anyway, but I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
You always will.
Yep. All right. Good enough for that.
Yeah, all right. We got a couple calls and emails to go through.
All right, DM.
All right.
Open up the inbox. I'm gonna have a message or not. And now a long voicemail, and now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, not, but probably so.
So the first email is from Jamal from Aries Peak. Do you wanna read?
I can. Let me drag this over a screen here. All right. Hey guys, I'm emailing you fine folks in response to episode 311. You were talking about Mythic Plus and Pac was going over why he doesn't like them. It was said people who do Mythic Plus to get gear equal to or better than rating without doing any of the work. I totally disagree that Mythic Plus doesn't require any work or even the idea that it doesn't require less work than rating. After you get to 7 plus or 10 plus, these dungeons are truly challenging. I mean, the bosses have less mechanics than raid bosses, but you still need to be on your toes. They can be lethal, plus the additional trash mechanics being just as, if not more, lethal. It requires people to pay attention for the entire run, 25 to 35 minutes of balls-to-the-walls action. Is it easier to get 5 people together? Of course it is. Is it easier to get 5 great players together? Definitely, but it's not challenging content because it's hard to get a full roster of great players for your raid. Not talking specifically about any person's team, just in general. If we take this part of the equation away, we're left with time commitment. Let's say heroic EN as an example, 865, leaving out Warforged because that's also not content. High level gear drops around one piece per five people in raid. You can kill the whole instance in 4 hours if you're still getting a lot of upgrades, but it's farm content. So 21 pieces in a 15-man raid, 4 hours of work. In order to get 865 gear, you need to do 10-plus or 10-plus mythic dungeons. These are not easy. The damage requirement is on par with what's required for mythic raiding in order to finish the timer. You get loot for not making the timer, too, but if you can't kill the boss's soft and rage mechanics, you can't finish. At the end of that dungeon, you will get one piece of gear for 25 to 35 minutes of work. I spent hours trying even after the timer, which in comparison to raiding, it's 8 pieces for your 4 hours, and there's no bonus rolls either. The best reward is once a week you get your cache of an 880 gear piece for finishing a mythic plus 10 dungeon last week. Worth it to spend 30 minutes or more? Definitely, but that's even more RNG dependent than a single loot table for a boss. It's any piece of loot from any dungeon. There's no way to guarantee your loot or to pick your dungeon, whereas at least in raiding you get to limit the RNG per boss. I personally love how Mythic Plus fits outside my raid schedule. It provides me and my friends with challenging content and actually progresses my tune. The AP gains are amazing. I put as much effort into preparing and completing these as I do our Mythic progression and raids. Take care. There's a shortage of WoW podcasts, and I enjoy your shows each week you put it out. Jamal from Airy Peak, CTR Omen, Rectified Raid Team, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time Saturdays, looking for Nighthold Raid Ready DPS who don't have time for any more scheduled progression or alts, looking for more progression outside of your normal raid hours. Rectified.com, shameless plug.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of good points in there, and it's, you know, from somebody who's got a perspective from Mythic Raiding and you know, Mythic Pluses like Plus 10s, I mean, we're nowhere near doing plus 10s. You know, Storm's doing maybe 6s and 8s or something like that, but...
Do you know why we're not doing Mythic plus 10s?
Why?
Because it's a waste of time. I got a lot of points, too, and they're all at the end of my fingers.
But yeah, well, I mean, you haven't done... Have you done Mythic pluses?
I won't.
No?
I have no need.
Well, you have no need, but you haven't done one.
I have no need to.
I know, but you haven't done one.
Okay, so I'm getting my gear,
yeah,
good gear,
yeah,
out of raid, right, when I raid.
Right.
I'm at what I hit item late 72, which I think is good. I'm still performing at the 80 to 90th percentile on my eye level every time we log something.
Right.
So I'm doing something right.
No, and, yeah, and that's if you're looking at it just from a gear perspective, then no, you don't need to do them. But, there's a little bit different twist to them, you know, and to go through one and have that timer going and, you know, getting the extra AP and the way the gear drops and all that stuff, it's a little bit different. So it's, you know, if you want something that you can throw together a five-man and have it be challenging, you know, if that's your goal and you're not so concerned about the gear, I guess, then it's... You know, there's a little more something to it. You know, there's a little more reason to do it, I guess. I don't mind doing them. If people want to do Mythic Pluses on an off night, I'll go do them. They're kind of fun. You know, it's just something different you can do as a group, and it's a little more challenging. It's different. You know, you think about it just as another dungeon run. It's not. Once you get into it and that timer's going, it's a different sense of pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of adds a different element of pressure to the whole thing. So it makes it kind of fun. I
still don't care.
I know you don't care, but I'm just saying from my opinion, of my perspective, that's what I think of them. Yeah. I don't care about the gear. I'm not doing them to gear up or to get better gear or anything like that. You know, it's just something else fun to do on a non-raid night.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's my view on it, I guess.
Oh, my view on it is it's stupid. I just don't see the point. I mean, like I said, I'm doing just fine with
yeah.
I'm satisfied with with being able to focus on Raid and not change my schedule to go do some Mythic Pluses. I know there's regular scheduled Mythic Pluses in our guild all the time.
Right.
There's people, you know, hey, I want to go do a couple of plus fours or plus fives or whatever. And there's, yeah, let's go do them. You know, a bunch of guys will jump on and yeah. have at it. But
yeah.
I still don't fucking care. I mean, if I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make this clear. If I'm online and I'm just kind of floating around not doing something and all of a sudden somebody's like, hey, Mike, I got this plus six key. Do you want to go do this? So I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go, man.
Right, right.
You know, whatever.
So you're not totally against them. You just have no regard for
them. I just don't give a fuck.
No desire. Yep.
no desire. There's nothing to draw me in there. And right, there's no carrot on the stick for me to say, yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah. That's understandable.
But hey.
To each their own.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time Saturdays.
Yeah.
If you want to hang out with Jamal, this is a Alliance group.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would get a hold of them. Rectified.com,
Rectified.com.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's wrecked like WRECKEDIFIED.com too. Right. So there you go. You can check that out. So I hope that helps, man. I hope that there's some good that comes out of the show other than my wife coming in here and screaming and entertaining you guys and the fucking cat trying to pull shit off the fucking walls. Jesus. You know, pussy wrecks my day more than any other thing.
So literal.
So literal. Literala.
Yeah, speaking of literal, we got another email from good old Jim Gnarly. He says, so I'm going to miss the live show next week because I'm taking the family to Disney World. But I'm pretty sure...
Disneyland.
I'm pretty sure I was there as a kid, but I was so young I don't remember a damn thing. Have any of you been there recently? Anything I cannot miss? All I'm hoping for is to not rage at my kids, dodge the hungry gators, maybe cop a feel on a princess or two.
Ooh, and, that'll get you tossed.
And get laid while Mater and Lightning McQueen stare at me. Wish me luck. Love always, James. Yeah, I've never been there.
Disney World?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. you guys went down to Florida quite a bit.
Yeah, it's Disney World is not for adults.
No.
Disney World is probably one of my least favorite places in Florida to go, period. The nice thing about the Magic Kingdom, okay, right. is that it's not just Disney World. I mean, you've got Disney World, you've got fucking Epcot Center, you've got Animal Kingdom. I'm missing something. There's a bunch of shit tied to the Magic Kingdom, okay, in Florida. So there's lots of shit you can do.
Okay.
Personally, I would save all of my money from all these places. Of course, your kids are little, and this is going to be more fun. But I'd go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
And ride the fucking 900,000 roller coasters that got there. But now for Disney World, he's going to have a great time with the little kids, with his daughter and son. Keep an eye on the schedules because there's a lot of shit going on that's not just show times.
Right.
You know, where you can go to there's a play over here. You know, there's a lot of side stuff going on in between all the scheduled daily activities that go on there. Like you're at the Animal Kingdom, they got the Lion King show, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that shit. But that was fucking amazing. So for me to give that a lot of credit was like, that was a big deal. Like I was entertained thoroughly by that. The acting and the performers was fucking awesome. So fucking awesome, as Pac would say.
Yeah.
But don't miss the side stuff. The side stuff is where you can get involved and it's really fun. So
cool.
Have at her, man. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah.
Fucking Disney World.
Yeah, let us know how it was.
Don't lose a kid.
Yeah, don't lose your kid.
Fuck. Jesus. It's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
God, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of losing a kid, we got a call from Big Game Hunter.
Who?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, it's Big Game Hunter.
I don't know what happened. It's just paused.
He died.
What the hell happened there?
Hold What'd on. You do? Did you delete it?
No. No, I was up on the screen. It was playing just fine, and all of a sudden it stopped.
Well,
let's try again.
Okay.
Hey, it's Big Game Hunter here. How's everybody doing this morning? I don't know about y'all, but I woke up this morning feeling fucking awesome. Or should I say great again. That's because a man called Donald J. Trump is in office now. You know what his first order of business was? Hunter buffs. Because we're making WoW great again. Under Obama, the Hunter saw a lot of nerfs. Mainly in the last couple weeks. But you know what happens Tuesday? Another round of Hunter buffs. And I don't know about y'all, but I love a community that rallies and bitches enough to make change happen. That's change you can believe in. And it just goes to show you, if you really, really want something, like say if you really, really want Alabama to lose, it can happen. You just gotta want it. Now, I know we lost, but you know what? Winning is hard. You can't do it all the time. Saban knows this. I mean, hell, we had an undefeated season. Who else had that this year? Nobody. Nobody at all. Who else has been in the playoffs 3 years in a row? Nobody. Nobody at all. And we might have lost this year, but life goes on. There's plenty of Warcraft and Overwatch to do. At least, you know, when you don't get beat out by somebody with an SSD card for Symmetra. Or, you know, any character you want to play, really. But hey, guys, look on the bright side. At least next year, you're still going to be able to hate on Hunters, and you're still going to be able to hate on Alabama. Because we're going to be there next year in the playoffs just like every year. Because this is all we got in Alabama. We got no pro teams. We got NASCAR. We got fucking Alabama football. That's all we got. Let us enjoy it. Y'all have a good day. Roll fucking Tide.
It's still going. The fanfare. Holy fuck.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Who else had an undefeated season? Nobody.
Nobody.
But they lost the only game that mattered.
Right?
Rolled Tide. You know, I only give him shit because of... To give him shit. I don't give a fuck about college football.
Yeah.
Zero fucks given.
It's just college football. It's just fun taking jabs, yeah.
Yeah.
And he takes it well.
So, thank you for the production quality of the call. I feel like we've really stepped up in the podcast world because we're getting phone calls that have...
background music and everything.
Yeah, background music, you know, some atmosphere to it and... Fuck, we're going to have to step up our fucking game. Fuck you, Big Game Hunter. Do one thing right all week. It had to be on our fucking show. You're an asshole making us look bad.
Yeah.
You can do that every week if you want. Make us look bad.
Yeah.
Wish Pac was here. He'd have something to say about that.
He would.
He's good like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think that somewhere there was about 900 pounds of weed that needed to be burnt in a field.
Right.
And Pac is there overseeing the whole thing, just in its glory, just watching it all go up in smoke.
Yep. Standing down.
And people
downwind.
Crying. You know, big smile on his face. Shooting a gun in the air.
Yeah.
Hand on his junk. Woohoo! Poop, poop, poop. Yeah. Well, what else do we got? That's it, right?
Yeah, that's about it, man.
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah. Zeus took a deuce show. <You are good. laughs> Well, next week we'll be here on Tuesday again. We hope some of you guys can make it.
Yeah.
I don't think that these Tuesday shows are gonna run any longer than we've been doing.
Right. No.
So.
Same format, just a different night.
Did I come on too late to start, or I mean, are we thinking about doing? It was fine starting at 10 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on. I was on at about 1:45, but I was getting show notes and shit ready, so it was good.
Honestly, I probably would have been earlier, but I literally woke up a minute before I came on.
Yeah,
because I wasn't planning on falling asleep, but I fall asleep. Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you can go back and fall asleep again.
Well, no, I slept for a half an hour, so now I'm awake.
Now you're wide awake.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see if Darcy's still awake and watch an episode of Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah.
So, thank you, everybody, for... I don't know, I had this thought earlier.
Okay.
Like, so a couple days ago, I think, about how... What episode are we on? 3-something?
312.
312. All right. So... 312 fucking episodes.
I know.
We've done this a long time, and we've seen a lot of changes in the format. We bounced around between days. I think we started on Fridays a while, or Saturdays a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's... I don't know if anybody who's listened originally way back is still listening today. I'd be interested almost to hear if there is anybody who listened to within the first 20 of this thing even starting. That'd be cool if there's anybody out there who's actually listened to even 50% of the episodes we've got out there. That would still be really cool.
Like started listening back then.
Right. So I just want to thank some of these fuckers for doing that. Yeah. I think Jim Gnarly started around 100.
Yeah.
It's a long time. That's a long-term relationship with a couple of fucking idiots.
Yeah.
We've had some ups and downs too. I mean, some drama.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Some good times, some fun. We stirred up the community enough to make almost everybody hate us.
Right.
Not as bad as those guys from Outlandish though. Everybody really fucking hated those guys for a while.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, as far as like wild podcasting goes, we know there's some that start up here and there, and we don't really care anymore. and we used to. I mean, it used to be such a big community thing. But you know, it's with all the streamers, the kids these days with their streams and their fancy screens and overlays and stuff. We're still here hammering away at the old-fashioned podcasting. And
right.
I feel like we could do it better, but man, life is just busy. And we do want to thank you guys for listening every week after week.
Yeah, for sure.
We're not doing it for you at this point. We're fucking too old. But we're doing it for all of us.
Yeah.
We're doing it for everybody.
Right.
You guys make me feel smarter, Gnarly. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Definitely. So, anyways, in Warcraft world and beyond, and WoW plus everything else, good night.
Good night. That's it.
Good night.
All right.
You've been listening to the Stopcast podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_stopcast, @Mike_stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.